Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the podcast. I am so grateful that you take time to hang out with me here. And today I'm super excited because I feel like I'm just kicking off the new year right now. Call me a slow starter. I don't know. I know we had one episode last week, but that was recorded before the holidays. So today is my first actual recording in the new year. And I just wanted to take a little break from interviews and all the topics I normally cover to just touch bases with all of you and kind of give you some updates, share some news, things coming up here on the podcast and in my writing and book life, and then also to share some of my personal reflections and thoughts as I head into 2024. Now, I took a little break over the holidays away from social media and my work, and it's just so healthy for me to kind of zoom out and to be prayerful and to look ahead at the next year. So in the second half of this episode, I'm going to be sharing some of that. So I get really excited for these kind of episodes that I don't do very often, but also they make me feel a bit vulnerable. So just thanks for being here with me. I feel like I'm just having coffee with a friend. I've got my coffee here. I hope you do too. Or maybe I'm exercising with you or whatever we're doing. This is unscripted and just me chatting and sharing my heart and life with you. So thanks in advance. Now, the fun thing is as I share here, I also have a seasonal coffee date post over on my website. Now, four times a year, I love to share a blog post where I'm just giving, again, some of the updates. So anything I talk about here, I'm going to also touch on and have links to and all that in that blog post. But over there, I'll also have photos from this last season, some lists of books I've been loving, links to articles or clothes I love or a recipe. All that's going to be over there in the coffee date blog post. And there's always a giveaway as well. So be sure to use the link in show notes, go over, check out that coffee date blog post, and definitely enter the giveaway. So this is just a really fun week for me. So I'm really excited to be here with all of you. And the best way to never miss any of these things and to make sure you get those blog posts when I do share them is to make sure you're on my email list. And you can join that right now. You can even pause this episode and go over to monicaswanson.com/subscribe and leave your name and email address, and then you will be notified anytime I have a new podcast or blog post, and I will never spam you or share your email address. So you're safe with me, but I love to take care of my email subscribers. And speaking of which, I do want to pause real quick to thank you, because right before Christmas, I sent out just a quick Christmas greeting with a photo from like last summer, because I didn't do Christmas cards this year, but I just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And I invited those of you I emailed to email back with a family photo or a Christmas card photo if you had one. And I woke up the next day, I think this was the day before Christmas Eve, but I was blown away by how many of you took the time to send me a photo of your family and so many kind words. And I just was literally in tears realizing how many amazing people are out there reading my emails, people from all over the world with little kids, older kids, grandparents, people from other countries. There was just so many beautiful greetings and family photos. So I just want to thank you. If you took the time, and you know what, it's not too late. You can still send me a family photo or an email anytime. I read everyone. I can't always take the time to respond, but just know that I read everyone. And when you share prayer requests, I always pray for you. So just thanks for being in touch. And now here we are kicking off the new year, and this is beginning my 14th year of online work. Levi is 13, and he was a baby when I started my blog, and so it's just crazy for me to think how much I've learned, how much I still have to learn, but what a journey it's been. In this new year, a couple things I want to touch on. The podcast is just continuing to grow. Thank you so much for helping me spread the word. A year ago, I changed the name of the podcast from the Boy Mom Podcast, some of you remember, to the Monica Swanson Podcast. So it's probably a little harder for people to just stumble upon it. You know, they used to find it because they were searching for parenting or raising boys. But thanks to all of you just coming back every week and spreading the word, the podcast has continued to grow. We hit 2 million downloads last summer. I haven't even kept up on how many downloads we have now, but I just want to thank you. This community has turned into such a blessing, and I just hope to continue to bring you great guests, great topics, and I want it to be a place that serves you well. So please always feel free to give me feedback. Tell me if there's a topic or a guest you'd like me to have on. But this spring, we have an incredible lineup. I should say winter and spring. Over the next few weeks, we have some really incredible interviews talking about parenting, talking about faith, marriage. We're going to talk about women's issues. I know I've mentioned that in the past. I really do want to round things out a little bit and talk more about things that we are facing as women in different seasons of life. So these are all things I'm passionate about, and hopefully things you're going to find interesting and encouraging as well. Further, most of you know, last February, my book, Raising Amazing, came out, and it has been such a great time since then. I'm continuing to do interviews. You might know I went to Colorado Springs in December to do an interview on Focus on the Family, which has always been a dream, and that will air sometime this spring. So I'll let you know when that's going to come out. But it's been such a blessing. And I know a lot of you have already gathered with friends and done some book studies going through Raising Amazing, but I'm really excited to tell you that for those of you who haven't, if you're interested in doing a book study on Raising Amazing, I want to make that really easy, and I want to encourage community. Rather than you doing a study like online with me, I wanted to make it really easy for you to gather with your own friends and local community. So we have put together a book study kit for you, and it's going to be free and available on my website. And so look for a link in the show notes to that, and it's simply going to be everything you need. If you've never done a book study before, we're going to make it really easy. Everything from kind of how to start a book study, ideas for gathering friends, some different things you can do to get started, and then all the reflection questions. And it's a really beautiful little download. So I wanted to make that available. So again, look in show notes. There's going to be a link to that, and I'm really excited. So I hope many of you will gather with friends and really be intentional about your parenting in this new year. And then when you do, be sure to let me know, because I try my hardest to become available for groups to pop on and do a FaceTime or a Zoom call, something where I can just meet you all and encourage you as you wrap up your study. So be in touch with me. You can always email me at aloha@monicaswanson.com. So thank you for your continued support of Raising Amazing. But even more, the big news of 2024 is that on May 7th, my next book will release. And I'm so excited. It's called Becoming Homeschoolers. Give your kids a great education, a strong family, and a life they'll thank you for later. And this book is such a big piece of my heart and truly my family's heart. And though it might sound like it's not for everyone, I think that you might enjoy hearing our story. Dave and I both grew up in public schools. We never planned on homeschooling, but how we became homeschoolers. And you're also likely to just learn a lot about the current situation, our culture, how homeschooling fits into that. I did a lot of research. And so I think it might just be interesting, whether you don't have kids yet or you're a grandparent. I think this might just be an interesting read. And then if you are considering homeschooling, or maybe you're already homeschooling, then definitely this book is going to be helpful to you. It is a guidebook. It is full of encouragement. I'm answering the questions I hear the most, everything from how do you create a high school transcript to can my kids do sports when they're homeschooled to all the socialization questions. Yes, I dive in and answer all the questions. And there's a great resource section where I share favorite curriculums. It's a packed book, and hopefully it'll just bring you a lot of comfort and encouragement and just get you excited about all that homeschooling has to offer your family. So I'm really excited for May and the release of Becoming Homeschoolers. And for those of you who want an early copy, early access to the book, we are putting together a launch team this time. And so there's nothing you can do quite yet, but come April, there will be a launch team. I'd love to invite you to be a part of that. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So yay for all of that. And then one more thing I want to touch on, because especially over the holidays, I had a lot of emails and direct messages asking me about my little self-published book that came out before I ever wrote my parenting books. And it is called The Secret of Your Naturally Skinny Friends. And you really have to read the book to understand that title. But it is a really short read. You could probably read it in one sitting. And it's chronicling kind of my journey going from many years, from my teenage years into my early 30s, where I really wrestled with my relationship with food, exercise, and the scale. And how after many years of frustration, God answered my prayers and I found freedom in that area and my ideal body weight. And then I really share the steps it took to get there and how I believe anyone can find freedom in that same way. But this is something that I've never made it a big deal, advertised it, anything like that, because I'm over here talking parenting and family. And so I've kind of just left that on Amazon. And for years, it was in a paperback as well as a Kindle version. And thousands of people have found it somehow. And I have stacks of emails from people who just tell me like it's the first book that really connected with them. Like, Monica, I felt like you were in my head. And so many people found freedom. Praise God for that. I'm so humbled to hear that my story could help others, which was really my heart and the only reason I did it, because it's not super comfortable to share something like that. But anyway, a year and a half ago, Amazon let me know that something about their formatting requirements, they couldn't print the book anymore. And so it's still available as a Kindle read, but I am finally really trying to get it reformatted so that we can get it back in print. Because a lot of people are like, I really want to stick it in my purse. I want to carry it around. And for a little bit, I was considering expanding on it and working with a traditional publisher and turning it into a bigger, broader book. But for now, that would be a long process. And though I love the topic and I'm really passionate about it and want to do more with it eventually, right now I just want to get it back into print. So we're working on that. And very soon, hopefully, as long as we can work out a couple things, we should be able to get that back in print. So stay tuned. If you're on my email list, I will definitely let everyone know when it's back in print. But in the meantime, even if you just read it in the Kindle version, hopefully it'll encourage you, especially as we're here in this new year and so many people are talking about diets and exercise plans. I think this could be the last diet book you'll ever read, which you'll see is not even a diet book, actually. But anyways, the principles apply to so many other areas of life as well. So I think this will just be a really encouraging read. Hope you can check it out. And of course, there's always more I can say about work stuff. The character training course will open again this spring. A lot of you ask me when that's coming again. Thank you. I'm so excited to continue to share it and update it and make it available to you. So keep your eyes open. I think around March, we're hoping to open the doors to the character training course. So again, anything I'm mentioning here, I'm going to have a link to over in my Coffee Date blog post. Also, besides just that blog post, there are years of articles, recipes, resources, free downloads. There is so much available over at my website. So if you're just a podcast listener and you don't hang out at my website, I just want to encourage you to make yourself at home. Go over to monicaswanson.com, take a few minutes to just click around, and I think you'll find a lot of helpful resources and encouragement over there. All right, and now I'm going to transition and just talk a little bit about more the personal side of the new year, some of the thoughts I have, reflections I've had over the holidays while I took a break from work and social media, just kind of zooming out and looking at my own life and my family and the things I want to focus on in the year ahead. And the very first thing that comes to mind always, if I take time to zoom out, is just my relationship with God and wanting to know His Word, wanting to be grounded in His Word, because there's no doubt when we are busy, and we're all busy, but it's just so easy to have these little subtle things creep in that are from our world, from our culture, and are not grounded in Scripture. And I just want to stay so grounded in Scripture. I think of Romans 12:2 that says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And so you guys have heard me talk about this renewing of the mind and the power of our thought life. Again, that book that I mentioned, The Secret of Your Naturally Skinny Friends, really that's all about being aware of our thoughts and how our thoughts, what we meditate and focus on, will lead to our behaviors, which then direct our life and who we're becoming. And so I just have a renewed commitment to being a woman of the word. And I've been pretty consistent throughout time about my morning devotions, but I really am going to focus in this new year on a better bedtime routine so that I can be up earlier and really have that solid time. Over in my coffee date blog post, I'm going to be sharing some of the things I'm doing for my devotions and some of the resources I've been using that I love. So be sure to go over there if you're looking for anything new. But certainly, as I look at this world and as I research for all my different books and my writing, it is just clearer and clearer to me that this world is heading in a direction very opposite from the direction God has for us as his followers. And I just want to stay on track, keep my eyes fixed straight ahead. And I want to encourage all of you to do the same. And there is nothing more important we can do as parents, and really, it's the path to life. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And no doubt, if you want a secure future, a joyful, peaceful, secure future, you need God's word in your heart every day, and we need to live by it. So that is my number one commitment in 2024. Which is great because it's really a filter for all the other things that I want to focus on and my priorities for the new year. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA for 10% off today. I want to tell you about a podcast sponsor that I'm a big fan of, diveintomath.com. Now, most of you know that all my boys have been homeschooled, and the oldest two went on to college, where the oldest graduated with a degree in data analytics, and the second son will graduate this year majoring in mechanical engineering. And both of those boys took science classes and Shorman math classes through the diveintomath.com website. In fact, they went all the way through an AP calculus and an AP physics course, and they believe that those classes really well prepared them for their college classes ahead. Now, Dive Into Math offers self-paced courses in state-of-the-art e-learning systems featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman, who happens to be our good friend and is such a great man. Dr. Shorman teaches everything from a biblical perspective, and he offers a historical foundation which teaches the why of learning math, which is really helpful. Shorman Algebra 1 and 2 teaches every concept on the PSAT, SAT, and ACT with over 200 practice questions, which, if your kids are interested in college, is going to be really, really helpful. Now, I have a lot more to say I'll be sharing in the months ahead, but definitely go over to the diveintomath.com website. Check them out. I think you'll be impressed. And one topic that's been on my heart that maybe is for somebody else out there, but just thinking about this work I do that I love to do. I love podcasting, writing books, creating courses. This is such a gift to me, and hopefully something God's using to encourage other people. But I also want to make sure that I am never sacrificing my highest calling, which is to be a mom and a wife and a homemaker. So I think I'm constantly walking in that tension, and I may never get it totally right. But this has led me to some good conversations with people. And recently, I had a conversation that I thought I would share here in case it encourages somebody. But someone was mentioning, like, oh, you do so much. You know, you're doing all your online work and you're a homeschool mom. And it occurred to me that I just wanted to be really clear with anyone listening and those who follow me that I wasn't doing all of this when my first three sons were young, that I started my online work when I turned 40. So there were many years where my entire focus was on raising my kids, homeschooling them. Yes, I worked at a gym part-time teaching fitness, but really I was all in as a mom. And that was a gift and a blessing. And I know not everyone can do that. But the point of that is, don't imagine that I was doing everything I'm doing now while I was raising all those kids. And even with Levi in the home, I realized there is some sacrifice. And again, that's something I'm trying to currently work through. But if I was doing all this, trying to raise all those kids, I'm convinced they would not be who they are today. So for those of you that are home with kids, even if you work outside the home, when you are with your kids, I just want to pour into you and encourage you and say, please recognize the value of what you give to your kids, the intentionality, the focus, the care, the teaching, the disciplining, the training. There is nothing more important. And so I just want to encourage you, because I know we live in a time where there are so many distractions and honestly, a lot of temptations for us, even as, you know, air quote, stay-at-home moms. There are so many opportunities now that weren't around when I was a kid. I think back to my mom. I mean, I guess there was Tupperware and maybe Mary Kay, but there weren't a lot of home businesses. Either you worked outside the home or you are a homemaker. And I think now for us who are home or maybe work part-time or whatever else, when we're home, there's endless opportunities for us to build that side hustle, to create a platform, to do something that, yes, might help bring in an income for our family, and that might make a huge difference. Maybe it allows you to stay home, and I know this work is a great blessing to my family, but I also think we need to kind of zoom out and check our motives and ask why we're doing what we're doing. Do we really need to? Or perhaps it's something that can wait a little while, and we can focus more on our family and the things that are in front of us that won't always be there. Kids grow up faster than you realize. I hate to sound like a grandma here, but it is so true. And I think we need to be honest. I mean, we don't get a dopamine hit for changing a diaper or reading a book for the 110th time with our kids, but we do get that from a social media like or follow, right? And so there has to be a spiritual element to all of this where the enemy is giving us new temptations, new distractions, new ways to tell ourselves that we're home when really we might be checked out. So I just want to encourage you to continue to guard your heart, to keep your priorities straight, to consider maybe some of these things can wait. Maybe you can be developing some skills. You know, people tell me, I want to write a book. I'm like, well, then start by journaling, start by writing every day, but it doesn't mean you have to write the book today. So always follow God's lead, but that would be my advice coming from where I'm at now, looking at my life going, wow, this is a challenge. I am living in this tension. I'm going to do my best, but that might mean I say no. I've already said no to speaking events on the mainland because it would require travel. I could probably be doing a lot more, accomplishing more in the world's eyes, but I'm choosing to keep my priorities straight and make my home and my family number one priority. So thank you for kind of holding me accountable by letting me share that here. And I hope that encourages somebody out there. Okay, so then let's talk about a few other topics for 2024, things I'm thinking about getting real practical here. So like I've said, I turned 53 last fall. And so I'm asking, what do I want 53 to look like? You know, what my boys tease me because I accidentally rhyme all the all the time. That was not on purpose. But I say, who do I want to be at 53? And I think you can do the same. You don't have to rhyme, but who do you want to be in the season that you're in? And for us as women, that's going to depend on, you know, if we have children, what their ages are, what they're doing, what our work life looks like, what's our marriage like, and then hormones, what season are we in? I'm thinking about just taking care of myself, self-care. What do I want that to look like? And, you know, I love fitness. I love exercise. This year, I told Dave, I really want to focus a little bit more on just resistance work, on building muscle, because I know that from your 50s on, you lose a lot of muscle. So I love to run. I'm a cardio girl, but I really do want to focus a little bit more on just resistance work and staying strong. So that's one thing on my mind. I don't really have like a plan for that yet, but that just means I'm going to keep talking about it and hoping I stick with it. Also, just taking care of myself, skincare. I've never been super great about doing all the right things for my skin. I had a dermatologist on the podcast a couple years ago. I'll try to find that and link to it in the show notes. But she was a friend from Dave's medical school days. And I learned a lot from her about, you know, the most important things to be doing to take care of our skin. Well, I want to get back to that. Again, there's a tension there. I'm always talking about how I really want to age gracefully. Like, I don't want to fight this. I know part of aging, I'm going to have lines on my face, all that. But at the same time, how can I make the best with what I've got? You know, how can I look my very best and be someone that, you know, puts myself together a little bit for my husband? Sometimes I tend to get really relaxed and I live in sweatpants and I don't really put a whole lot into myself. And so I just want to stay on top of that and at 53 be someone that cares. And I don't know, is anyone else thinking about this stuff? Anyone want to talk about it more on the podcast? Definitely let me know. But with all this, I will return to the theme that again is in my Skinny Friends book and you'll hear me talk about, and that's just being really reasonable and doing all things in moderation. I don't want to get extreme about anything. I do not want to allow any of these things to be an idol. So that's just a self-check where I am spending time with the Lord and just asking Him to help me keep my priorities straight. Because no doubt, you guys, we live in a time where there are such extremes, right? And so many voices, and especially if we're on social media, which is another area we really need to keep in check. But how easy it is to feel like we're missing out on something because people are doing all these crazy things, especially in the new year. You're going to see the workout plans and the diet plans and so many extremes out there. And I have just found through my 53 years of life that it's best for me to avoid those extremes because there's always that next thing, right? And it's exciting and it grabs our attention because it's just something to focus on and think about. And usually it's a hack or a shortcut or it's an easy way to get something that really we know deep down. The only way to get to the things we really want is to be patient and to be consistent and to work hard, especially in the area of fitness. And then these things come along that are such a distraction, right? I know last summer I was on social media, and I don't know if a friend shared something or it was an ad, but I clicked on something related to intermittent fasting. And I hadn't even been thinking about intermittent fasting, wasn't even on my radar. But all of a sudden, after clicking on that for the next like 3 weeks, it seemed like every day I was getting more and more things on my feed about intermittent fasting. And pretty soon I felt like I was the only person on the planet who wasn't doing this, and surely I was missing out. And I started to go down that rabbit trail. And then finally I stopped and I was like, what am I doing? Like, no offense to any of you if you love intermittent fasting, but for me, it wasn't something I needed to add to my life. And in fact, it really quickly became a bit of an obsession as I was reading all about it and studying and looking at pictures and all the rest. And so I had to kind of pull back and go, wait a minute, regroup, get your bearings, and let's get on to other topics. So I just encourage you guys, when it's easy to think you're the only one not doing something, no, it's probably just the algorithms that are feeding you these things. And maybe you have friends who are chasing different things. Personally, I just avoid all that and stay true to moderation. And again, that's just a theme in my life that I think has really helped me and helped me avoid a lot of crazy. But back to 2024, all of these things I'm talking about, for me, it's really a focus on intentionality and really thinking about who I want to be in this year ahead, which will hopefully lead to who I am in the big picture of life, right? Living a life of intention in all the different areas. And we're never going to get it perfect, you guys. I just want to remind me and you both that there's going to be seasons where we are less consistent in one area than another, and that's just the nature of life, right? And thankfully, there is grace. There's grace for all of the seasons, but I think when we are intentional, it helps us just kind of return, refocus, and get back to who we want to become. With that, I will give you quick updates on what's going on with our new year, because there's a lot of fun stuff for our family coming up this year. It is a year of travel, more than I love to travel, but if you look at a map and you look where Hawaii is, we are like so far from everything. So every trip is a big trip, but we have a lot of weddings and our family and some friends. Then in April, super excited. Many of you know that Levi qualified for the National Drive, Chip, and Putt Finals, which is part of the Masters event in Augusta, Georgia. So we get to fly out to Augusta in April and Levi will compete. And we are just super excited about that. And then in May, my son Jonah graduates from Westmont College in Santa Barbara, California. So that's going to be really exciting. He's majoring in mechanical engineering. We are thrilled for him. Can't wait to go celebrate him. So lots of traveling. And then, you know, right in the middle of all that will be my book release in May. So life will be busy. But wow, so many good things. Luke, who will be turning 20 soon, is continuing to surf. Many of you know he's a professional surfer, and so he will be spending much of his year traveling again. He's in the qualifying series still. His ultimate goal is to be on the world tour of surfing, but he's still got a ways to go to work himself up to that. But he gets to travel a lot. He has great sponsors who take good care of him. He's being really wise with his time. We'll likely be in Tahiti soon this spring, and then possibly Australia and Indonesia, following the waves, doing what he loves to do, and doing some online college at the same time. So we are very proud of him for doing that. Many of you know Josiah graduated a year and a half ago from Westmont, so he's in Santa Barbara with a job he loves and a community he loves, and a lot of exciting things coming up for him this year too. And then Dave, I know some of you love to follow our little homestead. Can we call it that? I see people talking about their homesteads. I'm like, Dave, do we have a homestead here? We got 2 acres here up on the north shore of Oahu, and Dave has so many great tropical fruits he's growing. He got a bunch more chickens this year, and so that's been fun. He built a cool new coop, and he's making it all, you know, tricked out with fun features. And also, he's going to start raising bees this year. So I'll have to do a blog post or somehow update on all that, because I know some of you like to see the things we're growing, and it is really special. And I'm thankful that Dave is so good at all that. And then I get to just eat the fruit and cook with it, bake with it, all of that. So wow, look at me. I just gave you the full family updates. Thank you so much for listening. I cringe a little bit putting this out there, but thank you guys. You know, I don't do these very often, but now I'm going to trust you're going to go over to the Coffee Date blog post. You're going to leave me a comment, enter to win the giveaway, and make me feel a little bit more like this is a real conversation. Okay. So thank you in advance for that. Thank you for spreading the word about this podcast, for being a part of this community. You guys are amazing. Let me close with one of my favorite verses that I like to remind, especially parents of all the time. Galatians 6:9 says, "Do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you do not give up." So press on, parents. Press on, friends. Keep up the great work. Keep God at the center. Let's kick off 2024 well together. So have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.